In Germany today, representatives of Afghan factions continued United Nations-sponsored talks on the shape of a post-Taliban government. The Northern Alliance, which controls most of Afghanistan, and three exile groups have agreed on an outline for a power-sharing government. They're expected to take at least another day to decide who should be members of that government. But UN spokesman Ahmad Fawzi said today it was important for the factions to take the time needed to produce a meaningful agreement.
We want to produce a document that is worth the paper it's written on, not a weak agreement that they will not respect when they go home. They have to agree to every word in this agreement and implement it, and we will be watching, the international community will be watching very carefully how they implement the agreement.
The various factions have tribal and ideological differences. They also contain some strong personalities. The Northern Alliance's Abdul Rashid Dostum is easily the most flamboyant and controversial warlord in Afghanistan. Last week, his headquarters, a massive mud brick fortress in the northern city of Mazar-e Sharif, was badly damaged during a three-day revolt by an estimated 600 foreign Taliban prisoners. The rebellion was quelled with the help of U.S. bombing, and most of the prisoners were killed. Days later, however, more than 80 emerged unexpectedly from the fortress's basement. The episode was a further addition to the legend of Dostum, and many people are now waiting to see what role he may want in a future Afghan government. NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Mazar-e Sharif has this profile of General Dostum.
Amid the ruins of the giant Kalyangi fortress, Abdul Rashid Dostum sits confidently atop a large wooden chair. Hundreds of his fighters roam the complex behind him. With his long Uzbek robe and bulging physique, Dostum looks like a king on his throne. In many ways, Dostum is king. He again controls his fiefdom of Mazar-e Sharif. Dostum's extravagance is legendary. Before the Taliban drove him from Mazar in 1997, he was known as a lover of Western whiskey. Dostum was constantly surrounded by hordes of young women. His palatial home included two swimming pools, an incomprehensible luxury in a country as poor as Afghanistan. When the Northern Alliance began its advance against the Taliban, Dostum left his exile in Turkey. His reinvigorated force of mostly ethnic Uzbeks played a key role in driving the Taliban from most of northern Afghanistan. With characteristic immodesty, Dostum says he simply wanted to rid Afghanistan of Taliban oppression.
I freed five provinces in 2 days riding on horseback. The Taliban are terrorists who imposed great injury on Afghanistan. They murdered many innocent people. Women were stoned if they showed their faces in public. My biggest goal was to free the country from the Taliban.
Dostum is now 47. Born into a poor peasant family, he spent nearly half his life waging war or living in exile. He says he's tired of battle. Dostum claims he now wants to improve the lot of his people.
I'd like to spend some time with my children. I've gotten old. My kids are 23 and 24 years old. I want to rebuild northern Afghanistan. I want to bring gas and water to the people, to rebuild universities and hospitals. I don't have any pretensions to power or riches, nor the presidency of Afghanistan.
It is true that Dostum would not be acceptable as a future ruler of the country. He is the undisputed leader of ethnic Uzbeks in Afghanistan, but Uzbeks make up just 9% of the population. Dostum's reputation for ruthlessness is another factor which may limit his political viability. Abdul Rashid Dostum is a man who once ordered one of his fighters run over by a tank for stealing. That tendency to violence has not been forgotten by ethnic Pashtuns, the largest ethnic group in Afghanistan. Thousands of them were murdered by forces under Dostum's command in the 1990s. Now Dostum claims those days of ethnic fratricide are over.
There are four nations and four sides in Afghanistan. But in the future, we must do everything according to law and government. If Uzbeks, Tajiks, Pashtuns, and Hazaras wage war against one another, we will destroy ourselves.
Those sentiments of ethnic harmony are echoed by many of Dostum's fighting men, like Nazim Adin. He says no matter what the past, Afghans must learn to live together in peace.
We are all united now, Uzbek, Tajik, Pashtun, Hazaras, and the other people in Afghanistan. We all live in one country. We want to work to rebuild our nation and make it prosperous. Talk of war between the peoples of Afghanistan is just the propaganda of our enemies.
Yet for all the talk of brotherly love, Dostum is already complaining of not having enough say in setting up a new government. He says his control over five provinces should have given him more representation at the Bonn conference to set up a transitional Afghan administration. And Dostum warns against any attempt to deny him a real stake in Afghanistan's new political order.
Now the whole world knows about ethnic minorities in Afghanistan, so no government in Kabul can ignore us. We will accept anyone who becomes the leader of our country. But if they do not give us a place in a future government, I am ready to fight that government. The people of northern Afghanistan support me, and they stand behind what I say.
Dostum's power leaves little doubt he will play some role in whatever Afghan government emerges. With an estimated 10,000 fighters at his disposal, there is also no question he could back his threats with action. Dostum's history of shifting alliances suggests he will continue to seek to enhance his power. During a career spanning two decades, Dostum has fought on virtually every side in Afghanistan and been on the payroll of many foreign governments. A former communist, he and his militia backed the Soviets during their invasion of Afghanistan in the 1980s. In 1992, he jumped over to the anti-communist Mujahideen. He even had a loose relationship with the Taliban at one time. And last week, U.S. Special Forces fought side by side with his men. They directed airstrikes against Taliban fighters inside his fortress. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Mazar-e-Sharif, Afghanistan.